There is not much complexity to our weather forecast over the next several days. We have a fine stretch of late summer weather that will take us right through the rest of this work week. We're talking about pleasantly warm days with temperatures up into the 80s in many locations, and overnight temperatures that will be pretty pleasant for this time of year, running mainly in the 50s. It is all thanks to an area of high pressure that will dominate the weather. Right now, that area of high pressure is located to our south, mainly over the West Virginia area. And in the coming days, that high pressure area will very slowly drift to the north, and that will block us from seeing any rainfall. And very likely, even cloud cover will basically be kept away, short of some low clouds and fog as we work through the nighttime hours into early each morning. It was a cool start today. We had temperatures that were in the 40s and 50s, so there was a bit of a fall feel out there for sure. But by this afternoon, we've seen a lot of sunshine and temperatures warm well up into the 70s to near 80 degrees. Our dew point temperatures are running mainly in the 50s, so it's a warm but not very muggy Tuesday across our region. Moving into tonight, we will see clear skies. We will be on the lookout for some areas of fog to form in our typically prone locations, which is basically spots that are near bodies of water. The water is still quite warm. We'll see overnight temperatures fall back into the 50s, and once again a few spots may dip into the 40s, though I think more of us will be in the 50s tonight than last night. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, we will keep things quiet and bright with sunny skies. Temperatures will be warm again. In fact, temperatures tomorrow will probably be a couple of degrees warmer than today, running anywhere from the upper 70s to the lower 80s. A few spots may reach the middle 80s tomorrow afternoon. It'll be quiet and pleasant again tomorrow night, with temperatures falling back mainly into the 50s. And then on Thursday, we will keep things warm once again, with temperatures running mainly in the lower to mid 80s across our area. And we will still keep the dew points down, so even though it'll be a warm period of time for this time of year, we're not expecting oppressive levels of humidity. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, pleasant with lows in the 50s, some 40s are possible in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and dry, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and dry, high in the lower 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. And on Friday, mostly sunny and continued warm, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.